This call is being recorded.
So I wanted to start off by bringing it to our awareness that 100 years ago, the rate of cancer was very low. Now, today, 2018, one in two men and one in three women are diagnosed with cancer. That's right here in Canada. 1.3 million new cases of cancer are diagnosed each year. 77% of people over 55 years old are diagnosed with cancer. So today, I address cancer using the five pillars, which are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Just to give us the bottom line, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it outer skin cell or inner skin cell, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I want us to understand the common thread in all of these degenerative conditions. And so I'm going to start off by defining cancer, and what I say for cancer applies to all of these degenerative conditions. All degenerative conditions have really only four root causes. Number one is a nutritional deficiency. Number two is a toxic overload, which we call inflammation. Number three is mental emotional stress. And number four is physical trauma. So I'm going to define cancer first of all. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation becomes mutated by fungal infection. For cancer to occur, there is number one, an injury. One thing we must know is that the law of nature states that cells in our body don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason, and that reason is that they replicate to repair an injury. Cells have rules. They follow the laws of nature. They don't just randomly, at their own free will, divide. They divide to repair an injury. For cancer to occur, there is number two, a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate in your body unless you have all the required nutrients in place. How often do we hear that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are presently eating that come from the grocery store? You don't need any supplements. You don't need superfoods or herbs or minerals and so on. I beg to differ. If that was true, we wouldn't have an epidemic of cancer and heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and so on. We are definitely lacking nutrition. Nutrition is the fuel for your body. For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxidation, or without oxygen, oxidation by the stem cells for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot happen because stem cells need oxygen. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area that we call inflammation. It's so toxic in there that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that poisonous toxic debris. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is a fungal infection. That toxic debris, without the lack or without oxygen, that toxic debris now leads to a fungal infection. I want to discuss kinds of injuries, because we often get hung up on injury as in car accident, a physical fall, a blow. And yes, those are injuries, but let's go beyond those injuries.
Just put it all by the door.
Okay, now I am getting feedback from in the background, so if you could please be so kind to mute out, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. So I want to discuss injuries. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. An infected organ, like an appendix, can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the inner urethras. A gallstone can injure a bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injury. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs of various kinds can cause gut permeability, lead to leaky gut, and injure organs, glands, or intestinal walls. Lectins found in all present-day grains and legumes cause leaky gut. They can accumulate in various inner organs and cause inflammation, which can lead to an injury. Phytates found in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and deplete many of our minerals. Glyphosates found in herbicides can cause leaky gut, and if that's not bad enough, it is also known to cause leaky brain. And I often wonder, might this be the cause of many of the brain tumors? A toxic accumulation can cause a virus, as in human papillomavirus, which can lead to cervical cancer. It's not a vaccination shot that will remedy that situation. The remedy to that situation is cleaning out the toxic debris. Now get this one. Just not long ago, I had a lady that came to see me with massive problems. She had no energy. She was sweating profusely. Her muscles were deteriorating. And she had gone to various doctors and various practitioners. No one knew what her problem was. Within 5 minutes of questioning her, I found out that she had a tetanus shot. Think of those tetanus shots that can cause injuries internally. I also recall one man whose PSA shot up dramatically to a ridiculous high number, like 560, only for me to find out he also had a tetanus shot. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency when the cell membrane of an organ internally loses its integrity and can crack. Just like the skin on the outside, when it is dry, can crack. And that's usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Agricultural practices today have interfered with our plant's ability to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Foods today are very deficient in nutrients, and as a matter of fact, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where agricultural scientists analyzed food values of different foods in soils grown in 1941, and then they repeated this analysis of the foods that were grown in soils of 1991 to discover an alarming range of difference in nutrient values of all kinds of foods. Broccoli, for instance, had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. Fruits had 27% less zinc. And there's a whole list. I just want us to get that picture. Way back in the 1860s, even Antoine Beauchamp, who was a scientist that worked alongside Louis Pasteur, he said that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. You have to get that picture. One missing mineral and morbid waste matter will accumulate. Dr. Linus Pauling, father of vitamin C in the 1970s, said this, quote, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies can cause injuries internally. A lack of omega-3 is another deficiency that's a problem. It reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells and thereby can cause an injury to the cell walls. There was a study done once with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer. They were fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process was so rapid that the cancer cells were exploding and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book called Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Well, just think about this. If there is a toxic accumulation, a toxic waste debris, that will invite parasites. Think of the prostate, which is a vulnerable area for accumulation of toxic debris, and boom, there is a parasite infestation. A parasite can cause an injury to the membrane of an internal organ, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant and cause a hole in that leaf. Toxic accumulation can also invite viruses that causes an injury, such as cervical cancer. And it's not the virus that's the problem, it's the toxic debris that invites the virus, or the toxic debris that invites the infections. Hepatitis in the liver, for instance, can lead to a serious injury. I once worked with a middle-aged man who was diagnosed with hepatitis. He had used drugs to try to remedy that situation, to more powerful drugs, and that was not a solution until he did my program, which meant he stopped the eating of grains and legumes. He started using cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system to get those poisons moving out. He took high-dense superfood smoothies. He cleared out the bowel, and he did Live-C and liver cleanses, and it worked. Dr. Ravensku, a Swedish researcher, found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol, you have to get this, low cholesterol were more prone to cancers and infections than people with high cholesterol. And what are we doing today? We're taking statin drugs to lower the cholesterol. We need cholesterol in our body. It's particularly important to bind toxic heavy metals that we're exposed to. I want to address candida. Candida yeast can also be a factor in causing an injury. It's fed by sugar and starches, which convert to sugar. fed by antibiotics and various drugs. And that candida grows a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream and makes the blood sticky and heavy. So you can imagine what happens to the blood circulation. Candida also produces toxic estrogens, which we call xenoestrogens. And these xenoestrogens are known to feed cancer. Xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid. And the thyroid's function is metabolism. And the thyroid also is responsible for iodine sources. And that iodine is absolutely essential for radiation absorption. And these xenoestrogens from candida scramble up all the hormones. And they're the misery behind PMS, irritability, menopause, infertility, and so on. These false estrogens from candida also weaken the collagen production of the membranes and cause and weaken inner inherent weak organs and tissues, causing injuries. Low body temperature can result in an injury. Think about low body temperature. It slows down blood circulation. The oxygen cannot reach the vulnerable organs and glands of the body. Lowered oxygen levels means microbial invasion that can lead to cancer, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart attacks, depression, and so on. How many of us know that cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius? Now, here's something interesting. Robert Kennedy Jr., he has this project called World Mercury Project, and he stated this: the Center for Disease Control is not an independent agency. It is a vaccine company. The CDC owns over 20 vaccine patents. It sells about $4.6 billion of vaccines every year. Vaccines cause injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered that vaccines were a direct contributing factor to cancer in the 1950s. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured and discovered that these hamsters got various tumors and cancers. She reported her findings to her colleagues and warned them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957, she was fired. Now let's just think about sugar. There's one thing we know about sugar. We know that sugar robs calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause holes in the teeth that we call cavities. Well, if that's true, think of what sugar can do to your internal organs. Back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse get cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, relating sugar to cancer, and he received a Nobel Prize for his findings. In 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg also proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Yet here we are in 2018 and we are ignoring these findings. The findings of 1926 and 1931 and so on. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals that are also found in fillings in our teeth. They're also found in all vaccinations. Those toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream. They're known also to cause leaky brain, and they also cause sticky heavy blood that impedes blood circulation and leads to serious inflammation. Dr. Hamer stated that injuries come from strong negative emotions. So think of those strong negative emotions like anger, unforgiveness, hatred, depression. All of these things, and I'm sure we've experienced that, they cause an overload of acids, and we feel those acids right in our solar plexus. Well, what do we think those acids do to our internal inner organs? Acids can eat away at vulnerable membranes of those internal organs. So one thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. Let's move to what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sets up an ionic field around the injured area. It sends a message to that injured area called current of injury. And that current of injury and that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells now initiate the process of cell replication in order to repair the injury. Healthy cell replication require certain fundamental building blocks. We know what they are: minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and so on. And if these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells are happy little carpenters. They will take those building blocks and build healthy cells for you to repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the replication process stops, the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. But what's happening when we have cancer? There's continuous cell replication. And this we must know. In order to address cancer, we need to feed the stem cells provided with all the building materials, all those nutrients, so that they can replicate healthy cells in order to stop the current of injury. We start to see the importance of feeding our body plenty of superfood minerals and essential nutrients. I want to discuss inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, glyphosates poke holes in the gut membrane, escape through the holes in the gut membrane into the bloodstream. And in the bloodstream, all this toxic debris makes the blood sticky and heavy, which puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. Such a weight on the capillary walls causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida,
oh, hi.
And undigested food particles, to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now just think about the blood. The blood also has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to the cells and tissues. Studies done by Dr. Samuel West shows that when an injury occurs, these blood plasma proteins leak out through the capillary walls, through those tiny openings in the capillary. These blood plasma proteins attract sodium. Sodium attracts water. And now you have the first process of inflammation, which is an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all those toxins that we talked about. Now, the body is an amazing, miraculous healing system because we have a lymphatic system. And it is the healthy lymphatic system that will get rid of that swelling. The lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves. The lymph will take the excess sodium and toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, imagine what happens when the lymphatic system becomes overloaded by debris from drugs, acids from emotions and stress, root canals, mercury fillings, heavy metals from vaccinations and flu shots, and toxic chemicals we're exposed to. Pretty soon it starts to malfunction, and there begins to form a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins, all of these toxins, that leads to chronic inflammation, which means that essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg who said and discovered that when the oxygen levels to that injured area drop to below 35%, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And he said if there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, and the process of fermentation produces more toxins, produces ammonia and acids. And all of this accumulation of toxic debris and acids is a perfect breeding ground for fungus, parasites, bacteria, microbes, and so on. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the human cells as they replicate. And the big aha moment here, if we understand this, is that genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. So cancer is not a genetic illness. It happens when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and mutates the cells. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells. And these mutated cells cannot repair the injury. Consequently, that current of injury will continue with a continuous replication of mutated cells, which we call cancer. So how do we address cancer or heart disease or multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, infertility, obesity? How do we do this? After knowing this information, number one, we eliminate the sugars and grains and the alcohol and pop. Number two, we need to provide the stem cells with all the essential nutrients. This is where we eat right foods. like grass-fed meats, which are known to raise body temperature. All kinds of fish, wild fish, eggs, raises body temperature. And all those vegetables that give you the enzymes and phytonutrients you need. And all the seeds with their oils, and walnuts with oils, and berries, which are low glycemic and high in antioxidants. But even if you are eating the right foods, you still need to have a smoothie, a superfood smoothie. This is where you do a smoothie with mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and tonic herbs. Aloe vera juice can help to heal leaky gut. Collagen Plus, which is a bioavailable collagen powder to heal the inner skin membranes. Candida steals collagen. Chlorophyll or Green Zone for all the phytonutrients. Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana to help break up sticky blood. This type of smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. And when I think about juicing, I really don't know the quality of those juices from a grocery store. Are there enough minerals from the apples and carrots that you're putting in through the juices? Are there enough vitamins? We really don't know that. So when it comes to serious degenerative conditions, we need to rely on superfoods from nature's sunshine that are quality control, high energy, and high minerals. Then we add super omega-3. We have super omega-3 or super oil or flaxseed oil to make the cells pliable so oxygen can easily move into the cells and toxins can readily move out of the cells. We know that phytates found in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3. And so we add extra vitamin D3 to our program. Then we need to focus on decreasing inflammation. This is where chlorophyll comes in. It's known to put extra oxygen into the bloodstream, and it's known to bind heavy metals. Flaxseed lignans are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens from candida. Colostrum on an empty stomach goes into the bloodstream and binds toxic lectins, cleans that out of the blood. Protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach go into the bloodstream and clean up undigested protein particles in the blood. Cat's claw combination with astragalus and echinacea opens up the lymphatic system to drain the toxins out through the elimination channels. And then we need to determine where the inflammation is coming from. What is causing the inflammation in the body? What poisons are you consuming, or where are the poisons coming from that cause the inflammation? This is where taffy comes into play, or a consultation may be necessary. Then we work on increasing circulation. That's where MC comes in. That's where heavy metal comes in to bind the toxic lead and iron and metabolic waste and toxic triglycerides so that the blood circulation can increase, the oxygen flow and nutrient flow is increasing, and the body temperature goes up. And we activate the elimination channels. This is where we do a bowel cleanse, a liver cleanse, a kidney flush. And finally, we address the cancer fungal infection with PAPA or Podarco or EZAC-T. I, like PAPA, was studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 20 years, and he found PAPA to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. PAPA inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. PAPA is known to cut off the growth of the blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. PAPA is known to destroy fungus. It can get right into those cancer cells and cause cancer cell apoptosis. And finally, we may want to work on increasing stem cell production. Astragalus, which is in capsules from Nature Sunshine, it's also found in cat-claw combination and in mineral chi tonic, is known to increase stem cell production. There have been many people who have done the cancer programs very successfully. For some people, it took a short period of time, such as 3 months, others 6 months, others a year, others longer than a year, depending on the root canals they had to extract or the mercury fillings they had to deal with. This is part of the PAPA program. And I think we have Val Embury on the call. Val, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Val. So here we have Val Embury with us. Yahoo, Val.
And well, thank you.
He has also witnessed people who have done this program to heal cancer, to heal Alzheimer's, and then she's also witnessed her son, Dane, who ran the Iron Man using a very potent energy drink. And maybe you could bring that up as well at
Whoops,
the end,
I lost
Val.
You.
So I'm going to turn the time over to you, Val. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with my son because that's one I know very well. Dane is an athlete, 6'4", and he had a scholarship to play baseball down in the States. And he went down there, and the first thing I noticed was his health insurance. Once you have an injury, which one of the players from Kelowna had, it was cheaper to fly them home for the cost of the injury to be paid out down in the States. So this boy came home all the time to get his therapy and his medications. Well, I decided right then and there that Dane needed some herbs with him. So anybody who's traveling, if you carry your cat's claw and your silver and these type of things, well, you can actually not spend your time in the emergency ward, but you can actually continue on with your holiday. So I started with a little page on different things for him to do. Now, he went through university 5 years and never had to go to the doctor. So there you are. And that meant that when he was playing, he could be seen. He wasn't off the field. And that led him to a Div 1 university where he graduated with an accounting degree. He is now a financial analyst. And he also pursued his athletic career into the Ironman. The first Ironman he did, he was not on, he had not taken the TAFE program, but he knew about herbs, but he wasn't on a really good program. It was in St. George, it was a half Ironman, and he finished it and he was exhausted. He could hardly cross the finish line. The second one, which was a full Ironman, and the difference being that he had taken the TAFE program, and he not only crossed that finish line, 142 miles, he had more energy. He could have gone dancing that night. He was ecstatic. His body withstood everything, and he felt like he did nothing, just like going around the block. So that's one difference, just for a healthy person. Imagine what that does. Now, I have another friend whose husband was having Alzheimer's, and it was getting bad, and it was to the point where his pension would be used to keep him in a home, and she would have to move from her lovely apartment, two-bedroom apartment, to a boarding room. And so we immediately started him on a program And she also took the Toffee course. And within a very short time, like a month, he was back talking and starting to make her tea and toast. And it has been now 3 to 4 years, and he is still at home, and he is actually working with his train sets, and he's having a very nice life. Quite different than the plan to put him in a home 3 or 4 years ago. So that allows her to have a whole quality of different life. And she took the program in herself, lost a bunch of weight, and is just over the moon. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, Donna mentioned the teeth. Well, it just so happens, when you get fillings or crowns and all of that, you're actually covering the surface of the tooth. And I don't think, until it happened to me, I really appreciated the fact that teeth are actually living cell matter, and they need exposure to the air and to be part of your circulation system. And how I know that is I had a lovely gold crown, and I had it cleaned, and I faithfully flossed, and then one day it just fell out. And inside the crown was all this black debris. It was all dust. And so because the tooth was no longer in part of the circulation, it was like putting your foot in the ski boot and leaving it there for 20 years. Well, you can imagine what your foot would look like. Well, that's what happened to my tooth. It rotted from the inside out. Now, it just so happens that if you have problems and you have these metals in your mouth and all these things, you are actually cutting off your circulation. And the first thing I learned in healthcare was that perfect circulation is perfect health. And so when Don was talking about the pawpaw going into a certain area, that's a part of the body that the circulation has been affected. There's either parasites or scar tissue or something that is preventing the circulation from being perfect. And so your body, instead of becoming like a babbling brook with clean water dashing down and feeding fish and that, it becomes like a stagnant swamp, and where bacteria can grow and the varmint's set up, and that's where your disease starts. So the whole goal is to really have perfect circulation in perfect health. And I can really attest to the pawpaw program. I have a friend in Victoria who was given really a death sentence, a month to live. No treatment possible because it was so bad. She did the pawpaw program. A month later, he went and he said, okay, you got 3 months. So she continued on. She said, well, what have I got to lose? I'm going to die anyway. So she continued on, and then it became 6 months, and at the end of the year, he had a visit, a consult with her, the surgeon, that is, and he said, I want to show you your x-ray. And she saw this big black mass, and then she saw a little white spot, and she said, oh, is that my cancer, that big black thing? No, he said, that's where it was. This white part, this little dot thing, is where your cancer is now. You're just about rid of it. So she went from actually preparing her funeral to actually living again. And I had the same thing with a young mother who had just had her baby and was told she had a rapid growing cancer on her leg and that she would never see her daughter grow up, that she should enjoy her, and she would have a couple of months at most to live. Well, by the time the surgeon got to her, and she had to wait because it was in a bigger city, and she had to wait a few months. By the time she did it, and she did the pawpaw program, she had a church praying for her, she did everything she could, and when the surgeon got to her, it was gone. He said, I don't know what happened, but it's gone. So that is the power of being positive and being aware and thinking, you know, have I had an injury with scar tissue there? Like, do I have a lifestyle that leads to either health or to disease? What am I doing? What can I do? Can you be the observer of your behavior, of your habits, of your emotions, of your family's habits? Maybe it's a tradition to have huge bread dinners every Sunday or something. Well, that may be a tradition, but maybe you can reboot it, upgrade it, and make it into a paleo dinner. It doesn't mean you can't. You can still have the dinners. You just do it a little differently with more awareness. Hope that helps you.
That's awesome. Thank you, Val. I'm going to turn the recording off, and we'll do Q&A. Give me a second.